Kyle Stevenson, what a show that was. Possibly the best we've ever been. Possibly the
Possibly.
best show we've ever done.
Who would have known?
And
Not me. Not me.
possibly a PlayStation showcase. If my uncle that works at PlayStation's right.
Maybe.
Maybe. It's not my announcement to make, but I have a good hunch. I have a good hunch.
I hear that you're joined with me today in the post show to talk a lot of shit to me. Why?
Well, let's talk about the Fantasy Critic League, okay?
Holy shit, I just see the upcoming games and it's
It's an avalanche.
I don't have anything for a while. All right.
Now, Kyle, it technically says we're tied here, but I get to super drop again.
So do I.
Why won't it let me super drop again?
Because we can't drop until September 1st.
Oh, all right. Remember when I said I'm gonna yell at you for like 5 minutes?
We can't, that doesn't
That
take
doesn't
into
happen
effect till like
until.
September 1st.
Oh, okay. All right, fair enough. How do you feel that you took the lead briefly on your own birthday?
Oh,
How's
did
that
it
feel?
happen on my birthday?
It happened on your birthday.
Cool. I'm about to take the lead again,
Why is that?
when Paper Mario score is actually giving points, but
Well, you say that, but where the goddamn is my Hades points? It says 90. It's
Yeah.
like, we're not giving it
Did
to
you
you yet.
read what it said?
It said the game will not release this year, fine. But then it says, it gives me the flag. This game has received reviews in early access, but will not reach 1.0 at least through the end of 2024. You will only receive the points for it in 2024 if your league uses only needs score for its game release rule, as opposed to the default must be released in which in the 1.0 patch.
Must be released fully in 1.0 is what we agreed upon when we started.
All right.
Don't know
I'll
what you want
take
me to
that
do.
and I'll raise you the fact that you have Assassin's Creed, or sorry, not Assassin's Creed,
Shadows?
Prince of Persia in early access.
I had Prince of Persia.
You dropped Prince of Persia? Really? Why?
Because I saw what happened with Hades.
Oh my God. I was gonna say, well, let's make a deal. That's a nine. That game's gonna be a 90 as well.
It's not going to be 1.0 this year. I'm
So I
not
have to
going.
drop it now?
You can't drop it now. It's got a.
Oh, great.
I don't think you
Let me
can.
see.
I mean,
Let me
you
see.
can
Let
try.
me see.
Oh, actually, technically, yeah, you probably can.
Let me see.
It just will not release unless
If I can't, I'm gonna yell at you more. One second.
the.
Okay, Hades 2.
Oh, you're in a pickle. Do you use your super drop on Hades too, or
Nope,
do...
the request was made.
Oh, okay, cool.
All right. So everybody, now you're already seeing the tomfoolery at work here. I
What
want you guys to see
tomfoolery?
how Kyle is maneuvering this board to suit his needs.
Did we
And
not
honestly,
talk
it's
about that
gross.
when we made the league?
It doesn't matter. I don't remember us talking about it, and
All
that's the
right.
point being made.
All right, cool. Happy to note that Open Roads now sits at a 70, no longer negative points for that.
All right.
So I'm happy about that.
Fair enough. I think you're being a real big jerk. You know, how about that?
Did you see what I picked up though?
What'd you pick up? Let me see.
What's
Doom
that
Year
last game
Zero?
with? Yeah, dude.
Oh, that's a good one. I actually, so fun fact. I tried to get Doom and it wouldn't pop up, so I was like, oh, okay, it's not out. It's a good
No.
one. That's a good pick. That's a good pick. Thank goodness you're here. All right. Cool. Cool. What's that about?
What
You
do you mean,
walk
what's that
into
about?
a room and people go, oh, thank goodness you're here. You roll
Yeah,
credits.
yeah.
Somewhere in between, you cry
Man, Joe, you're
about
so good. You're
existentialism.
so good at this.
Yeah. Is it really? You walk into a room, everybody thanks you for being here?
No.
All right. Howard Halibut, you want to explain yourself for the class? 72 now. Celebrated too soon about that.
I honestly, I really, really thought it would have reviewed. To me, that was like what we call indie game bait.
Mm-hmm.
It looked phenomenal visually. Like, how is this not, how is this a video game? That's kind of what it was banking on.
Yeah.
But hey, positive points. That's how I can spin it. None of the negatives. It is what it is. There's nothing I can do about it.
Now, your second pick was Paper Mario and the Thousand Year Door remake.
Uh-huh. Say 8 and 9.
8 and 9. That's actually pretty good.
Yeah. And I, you know what? That's probably going to go up.
Why? What makes you think that?
Because people who didn't get a review code from Nintendo will play it and then review it on their sites. And it's a Nintendo game. It's probably going to go higher.
You know what? A lot of people are going to be salty that they didn't get that game. And they're going to vote it down. They're going to vote it down, Kyle. Let's talk about my top two games. And it's something I didn't bring up on the show.
I know.
I didn't want to.
I know.
The audience might not. A new member might be like, first off, what is a fantasy league? What's a fantasy critic league? Ever heard of fantasy football? That's this, but with game releases. And whoever has the highest score wins. Should have explained that.
No, I like it. It's fine.
I have, as my top two, Hollow Knight Silksong.
Yep.
We all know that's in SGF.
I don't know.
And my aunt that works at Xbox told me. And Elden Ring Shadow of the Erdtree. Kyle, how did you feel when you saw Elden Ring Shadow of the Erdtree trailer drop? What was your thoughts? Where were you when the Erdtree trailer dropped?
I was here at my desk.
Mm-hmm.
Mike and I were in a meeting together, and we took 5 minutes afterwards to just watch it. It's a really good trailer. And I'm not going to sit here and say that game's not going to score 95 plus. I'm not going to. It is. You're going to get a shitload of points.
It's a perfect game. They say perfect games don't. It's here.
It would be shocking to me. Mm-hmm. Shocking. Mm-hmm. That it doesn't get at least a 97.
I would be surprised. Yeah. It's because, again, usually the DLCs are better. Than fucking
exactly.
Base game.
Exactly.
How do you get? And I'm like, when I first saw Mesmer, I was like, okay, he's not the coolest villain I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
But then I see him shoot fucking flame lizards at a fucking building. I'm like, I'm so glad I have that statue.
What are those giant fucking baskets of fire walking around? Like, right? What is going on? And are those new sites of grace?
Yes.
Like, oh my God.
How much content is, like, how big is this new land?
I don't know. Also, RKG is back with Elden Ring this weekend. I'm very excited.
Oh, God. Yes. God is good. God's great, man. I believe. I'm going to church.
Yeah.
I'm going to start going. Yeah. Once this thing drops, dude, it's going to be my religion. Legit, it comes out, I think, on a Friday. I've already requested off of work.
Sweet. Funny enough, my Friday off is release day of Shadow.
Oh,
it just lined up perfectly. So I'm very excited. Yeah.
So once those games drop, I think it's goodbye, Kyle. It's been great knowing you. I'm leaving you in the dust. Because here's the thing. You had months to come back. You have technically 16 games released. It's actually 17 because of Death Stranding.
Sure.
I have 11. Games mm-hmm. released, mm-hmm. and we are tied. Yeah. I have a budget of $37. You have a budget of $1.
Budget means nothing to me.
Okay. Talk to me. Talk. You know what? Talk to me after the show.
What do you mean?
Here's what I got. All right. Here's what I got coming down the pipeline. And Kyle, this is brutal. You have to get a little scared at this point.
Oh, I fully expect until the middle of August, because I have nothing coming out until then, to be down 85 to 90 points. I'm fully preparing for that scenario.
I mean, I think it's going to be brutal. I think people are going to look at this going, how do you come back from this?
Sure.
How do you come back from this?
Again, I am not worried yet.
What makes you so optimistic?
I'm just...
What do you know that I don't?
No, I have an uncle somewhere too. You don't know.
Oh, are you for real right now? Mm-hmm. You pulling my leg? Pulling this guy. All right, here's the games that I got. Nine Souls, which have you seen Nine Souls, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Looks really good.
Looks really good.
Holy crap. I love a good Sekiro 2D stylized.
Like, yeah.
Metroidvania. Dope.
Very cool. Next week.
Next week. Here's another one.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the Risk.
Mm-hmm.
Destiny 2, The Final Shape.
Yeah.
This is the crescendo, man. This is the goodbye Destiny 2.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to score really good. I think it's going to score in the mid-80s.
Okay.
I do. I believe that. Elden Ring, Shadow of the Erdtree.
Yep.
Luigi's Mansion 2, HD.
Sure.
It's also known as Dark Moon, but whatever. Final Fantasy 15, Dawn 14. Trail. 14, Dawn Trail.
Sure.
It's going to score great.
Yep.
Bo, Path of the Teal Lotus.
Mm-hmm.
That, have you seen that game, Kyle?
Yeah.
Looks beautiful. I'm not even saying that to say it.
Sure.
Genuinely fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Frostpunk 2.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a high 80s game.
Definitely will.
World of Goo 2. Mm-hmm. I put that in because the first game scored an 85.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a safe bet?
I think in the 80s, sure.
All right, good. Steam World Heist 2 is then the last game on my list. Does that scare you?
It's a scary lineup. It is.
Yeah. And I'll be three games ahead of you at that point, or two games ahead.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to say why I'm not that worried yet.
Just say it. I'm not.
I think there are a lot of games on your list that are not coming out at all.
Like Deltarune?
More than just Deltarune.
You think more than just Deltarune?
Yes, which is why I think you're going to get a lot of zeros. And I will be able to catch up.
What else do you not think is going to hit?
I mean, Metroid Prime 4.
I'm holding that.
Metroid Prime 2 Remastered.
Come on now. You know, you gotta believe. You gotta have some belief.
What? Towerborn? That's not out this year.
It's gonna be out in early beta.
Replace? Not out this year.
Honestly, Replace, I'm gonna be real. I'm thinking about dropping it.
Let's see. Dragon Age? Not this year.
I think Dragon Age is this year. You're gonna look like a fool.
Gears of War Remastered Collection? No.
There's PS5 day and date.
You're insane.
That's what I believe in my heart, Kyle.
Sure. Okay.
All right. I need it. If Gears of War Collection came out on PS5 day and day, Kyle, you won't see me for a week because I will be cursing off kids, being toxic as all hell on gridlock.
That's fair.
I mean, Concord is a... We'll see. We'll see about Concord. Mm-hmm. I don't know about Concord. I think the pickup of Doom Year Zero, that's a great one, dude. I should have looked at that more. And I'm kicking myself that I didn't.
I think my team's going to look drastically different after SGF.
Yeah, because you do also have games that like aren't coming out this year.
Well, that's what I mean. I have a lot of hopes.
Right.
And the only reason I'm keeping them is because if they do come out, I will at least have a bigger game out in the fall for points.
Okay.
But I fully expect to drop Wonder Woman after SGF.
Fair.
I fully expect to drop the unannounced FF9 remake.
Fair.
I fully expect to drop the unannounced Bloodborne remaster.
No, I will drop it.
I'll be up front with you right now. I totally forget if Path of the Exile 2 is coming to early access or not this year.
Oh, yeah, you might want to drop that.
Exactly. So
it's coming out on like weird early access too. Honestly, it might be like we're launching first on PC and then.
Yeah, so later. I don't. That might be a case of me.
That's fair.
dropping it just in case.
Yeah.
Let's see. It's not planned for early access yet.
Yeah.
Just says coming soon. So we'll see.
I would also drop Indiana Jones. I said
no,
it.
There's no way.
You don't think so?
There's no way. Even if it's a low 80s, I can't risk not having a 10 pointer on my team right now.
Oh, you think that?
Okay. That's my strategy going in. I need at least 10 points and above for all my games.
Fair. You know what? Since you were open and honest to me, because I know you wouldn't lie to me.
No, absolutely not.
I'm not going to lie to you. I am also thinking about dropping some games.
Yeah.
Obviously, if neither of the Metroids drop.
Oh, yeah. If they're not even hinted at. I mean, also, with the Nintendo, I fully expect to drop the unannounced mainline 3D Mario platformer.
And that one hurts you.
It hurts. Because I could have sworn that we'd have gotten the Switch 2 announcement already this year.
We should have, dude.
We should have. But we haven't. So here we are.
I do expect to drop Replaced and Deltarune. Because I'm at this point where I don't even know how I feel about Replaced.
Sure.
Deltarune, you're right. It's not gonna come out this year. Who am I kidding?
Who knows?
But I'll wait till SGF. Yep. And then Fire Emblem's coming out this year. And I think that's actually gonna hurt you pretty bad. And I'm also dancing around dropping Luigi's Mansion 2 HD.
Okay.
Because everybody keeps telling me, I don't know how that's going to... I'm like, but it reviewed well on Metacritic. I think people's memories didn't...
Sure.
Yeah, I'll see it. And depending on Concord, how I'm looking at that game, mm-hmm. If it's an 80+, I'm keeping it, you know?
Sure.
But I'm looking pretty darn spotless on this, and I would say only a cheater would somehow be able to come back from this.
A cheater?
Yeah.
I would never cheat.
That said, can I raise my hand?
No one was talking. You can talk.
Thank you. We need to get Doom Year Zero on our league against the Dum Dum 1 and Dum Dum 2.
Oh, I forgot how that works.
I forgot.
Do we have to tell them to put it on our team?
I think so. Or just try it right now. And if it doesn't work,
I'm going to try it right now. What do we want to drop?
Let me see.
Do we want to drop Metroid Prime 4?
Could you shoot me a link again?
No, I will not.
Why not? I don't understand.
Because I've already done it a million times.
What's one more time going to do?
What's one more time between friends?
Yeah, let's see. It's going to make you go blind or something? Okay.
So we have Elden Ring, obviously keeping. Silk Song, obviously keeping. Mina, obviously keeping.
Obviously.
Flight Simulator 2024, I would keep.
Yeah.
Dawn Trail, keep. Frostpunk, keep. Rise of a Golden Idol, I would say keep. Metaphor, keep.
Yep.
Path of Exile 2.
Yeah.
Metroid Prime, Avowed are the ones that we can drop.
It's difficult. Ooh, this is difficult because our list is like, if it hits,
it's strong.
But if it doesn't hit, like Path of the Exile 2, let's take a look if this game has come up.
I just did a quick Google check.
And it is nothing.
Nothing is set in stone yet.
They said by June last time I talked to them.
The beta was slated on June.
Shit.
The beta has now been delayed. And they're hoping for late 2024. So that just tells me right now we should drop it. And then I should also drop it from my team against you. Because if a beta is late 2024, we're not getting the full release in 2024.
You're right. No, you're right. Path of the Exile.
So let's see if we can drop Path of the Exile.
Okay.
And pick up Doom.
Pick up Doom.
Those big dummies.
Big fucking idiots, dude. Big fucking idiots. Dummies, big dummies. All right,
I placed the bid. Let's see if they say anything.
Okay.
For $0, by the way. I'm not wasting any budget.
You're right. Shit,
they're not checking this.
No, they are. They're checking this. This means a lot to them. It means very little to us, but it means a lot to them. I will say that. Because, like, Metroid Prime, I'd kind of want to keep that until SGF.
Yeah.
Unless you want to put that Fire Emblem game to replace it. Because that is
good. I also don't think that's coming.
Really? Okay. No. I think some things are going to surprise you then.
Okay.
Because, like, Avowed, I mean, I love Obsidian. Sorry, I don't love them. Like, oh my God, they're my biggest fan. But, like, I know they put out good work. You know what? No, I love every developer. Are you kidding me? But, yeah, let me see. Oh my God, what's the game that they made? Oh my goodness. Outer Worlds. There you go. The Outer Worlds. Okay. 83. Yeah, that's a good game.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't see why we shan't keep it. All right, fair enough.
All right, I dropped Path of Exile 2 from our team, from our league.
All right.
What I am requesting pick up instead? I don't know. I'm not telling you.
Mm.
You gotta guess.
Oh, damn. All right, Kyle. Last but not least, have you seen the whole hullabaloo over Hellblade?
Hellblade 2? I honestly have not. I know we had a company meeting and we talked about it briefly, how some people think it's a mess piece, some people are very low on it.
Yep.
And there's a big old hubbub about it, and I think it's dumb.
Why do you think it's dumb? Why is it blowing nose?
Why do I think it's dumb? Because reviewers are allowed to have different opinions on a game.
Yeah.
And to be mad that a game that you haven't played yet isn't reviewing as well as you'd like is psychotic. I really don't like it at all.
You're putting your whole personality behind it.
This is coming from somebody. When I was younger, I was that person.
Right.
I was mad if a game didn't review well because I was excited for it and I was very bummed about it. Now, I'm older, I'm wiser, I completely understand what goes into making games.
Yeah.
It's just everyone has different tastes. There's a reason why we had a healthy debate last year. Was it last year or 2 years ago? 2 years ago, game of the year, Elden Ring versus Ragnarok.
Mm-hmm.
We each have different opinions. Maybe that's a weird comparison because they're both phenomenal games.
No, you're right. Yeah.
But, like, I'm totally okay and valid for liking Ragnarok a little bit more, and you're totally valid for liking Elden Ring a little bit more. Like, yeah. It's okay for people to like different things.
Yeah.
And to review it, they want to review it instead of forcing themselves to write something that they truly don't believe, because then that is a slippery slope. And nobody's going to trust a word of anybody's anymore.
Yeah. I say this every time that there's, like, a review that's, like, controversial. It's, like, I always point to the PS4 launch of Ghost of Tsushima. That is one of my favorite games of all time. All time. It's on my top 5.
Yeah.
Right? 83 on Metacritic.
Yeah.
I just looked at it again. VG247 gave it a 7. Sure. GameSpot gave it a 7.
Mm-hmm.
There was some other site gave it a 6. You know what I say to that? Okay.
I love the Order 1886.
Yeah.
That was a bash when it came out.
Yeah. It's like,
it's fine.
It's fine. I get it. Maybe a little disappointing, like, real talk. Oh, it's like, oh, I love this thing so much.
Absolutely.
But it's kind of like the inverse. Like, I dislike Red Dead 2 immensely. But, like, I could sit there and not yuck everyone's yum about, like, mm-hmm. I'll make a little cute little troll comment, but it's out of jest. You guys know that. But, like, I'm not seriously every day going, you guys, Red Dead 2 fucking sucks. It's the worst game I've ever, like, it's not like I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah.
But if you want to have a conversation as to why I didn't like Red Dead and why you love it, I'll have those conversations, right? Like, the one thing that I really love is on Cast Co-op, the show that I do with Ainsley Bowden of Season Gaming, Odd Season Gaming, and Luke Lore happens to be there, is that, like, we oftentimes have wildly different viewpoints on things. And, like, you'll see me on that show. I'm usually the inflammatory voice on purpose because I actually want to provoke them and prod them to give me like strong and logical answers so that I do look like the dummy, because that's what I'm really looking for. And we have those conversations that are like deeper than just like, you know, some surface level, why'd you give help and not, you know, type of bullshit. I love those type of conversations. I love when I could talk about a game and, you know, for example, Halo Infinite. Like, I could talk about that game with Ains. We have totally different opinions, but I can at least see his side of why he likes certain aspects that I don't, vice versa. And I feel like that is missed a lot on a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there are people out there reviewing this game almost like defending it, of like I really hate the comments of like, well, we totally play different games. Well, like other reviewers saying that to like another reviewer. It's like, dude, shut the fuck up. You should know how hard this is.
Mm-hmm.
Like they are not entitled to like the thing you like. Shut the fuck up. You know how hard this is. You know how, like, reviewers oftentimes, guys, a good example, actually, go back to Season Gaming and the Bitcast. Travis talks about how sometimes during a review process, he has to just log off Twitter or just, like, mute or just for a few days just be like, I'm not going to be on here, because he gets legitimate death threats.
Which is not okay at all.
He got one over Choo Choo Charles.
Ugh.
It's like, you know, so how like reviews are vulnerable. So when you say shit like that, it's like you truly don't care about the process. You just care about the end result.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the thing that really irks me. Yeah, like the other thing, because I tweeted this, is like, how can you like slash dislike? It's a masterpiece slash awful. It's like, because he just didn't like it or they loved it. Like,
another comparison that we disagree on. Mm-hmm. I loved Everything Everywhere All at Once. You yes. despise it, but yes. that's okay.
Yes. I'm like, I think it's up its own ass. I don't like the rocks. You're like, I love the googly eye rocks.
I love the googly eye rocks. It's totally fine. If everyone liked all the same things, this shit would be boring.
It would be so fucking boring.
It'd be so fucking boring.
And I hate when it's like, you obviously have an agenda.
My only agenda is to talk video games and have a good time.
Yeah.
It's legit the only thing I think about when I sit down with you. I'm not sitting down and be like, oh, who am I going to piss off this time? Or how am I going to sound real smart today? No, I just want to talk about games and the thing that I love so very much and so dearly. That's why I do what I do. Newsflash, that's why most people who review games do what they do, because they enjoy video games. So get off their fucking back and let them do what they want to do.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah. Oh. It's like, guys.
Gamers don't deserve games.
No, you really don't.
They don't deserve shit.
No. Because, like, you know, people will point out, well, like, the PlayStation, like, shows or the Xbox shows. In this example, the Xbox guys really like this game, obviously. It's like, yeah, obviously, they're an Xbox outlet.
Yeah.
Those people probably play and enjoy a lot of Xbox games.
Yeah.
Of course they're going to be biased.
And of course they're going to cover the game because it's in their ecosystem.
Exactly.
That's why we're not here talking reviewing Xbox games at all. Right. Well, what I'm saying is we're not sitting here talking about a Hellblade review. You know what I mean?
There you go. Sea of Thieves.
I mean, and only an Xbox game on a PlayStation show. Right. You know?
Yeah. And it's like, even when like y'all ask like us, it's like, obviously, guys, obviously when a PlayStation game comes out, we have a little bit more affinity to it because it's our favorite publisher. Hence why we're talking about it. It's our favorite publisher. That's why we're here. So of course we're going to have, like, listen, obviously like Rebirth and Helldivers is going to be in our Game of the Year conversations. For sure. For sure.
Absolutely.
And I don't expect those games to be on a Xbox show's Game of the Year shortlist. Nope. But it's totally fine. I think we got to get used to the fact that people do have biases, whether you want to or not. They don't have an agenda in terms of, oh, like GameSpot goes, you know, Kat Bailey's like, you know, rubbing her hands together going, I can't wait to sync this Xbox game. That's not how this works.
No, absolutely not. In Newsflash, if they don't cover a game, it's because they don't want to. It's not that they're doing it maliciously. It's just
it's because the game won't track on SEO. Yeah,
exactly.
They got to make money off this. And so, like, the one thing that people don't understand is, like, you work in PR, so I'll ask you this.
Sure. Kyle, I don't know if I can answer anything, but I'll go ahead.
When no, you'll be able to answer this. When you ask someone to review something, do you ask them to review it in kind, like give it a good score? Do you try to incentivize them with money?
Absolutely not.
Right.
No, most of the time we send them a review key. And honestly, most of the time we don't hear from them. It's right. Just like, here's the key. Do what you want to do. I, in no way, shape, or form, like, hey, give this a good score. And if you give it a good score, we're going to send you some money. That has never, ever happened in my almost year of working. And I guarantee you, any PR firm worth a damn is not doing that at right. all.
Yep. Now, Kyle, streamers are different. One would assume that for certain streamers, let's just say they have a high, what's it? What do they call it? CCV, high concurrent viewership. Go, hey, we would like to have a sponsored stream of yours.
Yeah.
That streamer has to disclose that it's a sponsored stream.
1,000,000%. It's part of the contract.
So that part of the contract, you could be like, hey, play the game, please don't talk about X, Y, and Z, but you do have to say it's sponsored, use the hashtag, and then maybe even a hashtag ad, right?
Yeah.
That's how fucking PR works, and that's, I just don't
that's
understand.
That's law, by the way, too. That's yeah. like a not FDA. Maybe it is FDA guideline. Mm-hmm. It's like legit, that's why you have to disclose that they are receiving some sort of compensation, whether it's the key itself or something. They have to do it.
Yeah,
or like they'll get in trouble by. exactly.
So that's how this shit works. No one, like, if GameSpot isn't gonna be like, oh yeah, we're gonna, it's the Xbox game, PlayStation has, like, it doesn't work like that. When the people go talk about the Xbox tax, it's not the willing bias, it's the someone will correct me here. It's the
give it a shot.
Unnoticed bias. Like, they're talking about it, going like, I have more experiences on, for example, like PlayStation or Nintendo. I identify more with those set of games, and I'm getting a game that
sure
may or may not be in my particular genre per se, but I have to go and I have to give this game a fair review. Mm-hmm. That is unconscious. There you go. Right. Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
You're right.
There's subconscious bias. Yeah, subconscious bias. Anyway, that's what they have to do. But 9 times out of 10, they give reviews for the big outlets. I'm talking IGNs and GameSpots. They're giving review codes to the people that know that genre and like that genre. Because if you like that genre, chances are you know a lot about that genre. So, for example, Jada Griffin, who is a regular voice on Podcast Beyond, she is a PlayStation gamer, one would, label her as, she reviewed Hellblade, too, because she really liked the first game.
Yeah.
And she rated the game an 8. A great game. That is a great score to give. Mm-hmm. You could go over to Mr. Matty Plays, who is a YouTuber, Xbox content creator. One would think he's going to give this game a really good score. It was one of his most disappointing games this year. So, like, just because you wave a blue banner or green banner around does not mean you should like it. And if we're solely only listening to people that we always 100% agree with everything, that's scary. Mm-hmm. Like, I want people to be like, Joe, I don't think you're right here or there. You know, that's fair, because that's going to be a great, relationship that we can have, right? Like, you shouldn't take what I say all the time as gospel, I guess, because that's just, to me, I don't do that. You shouldn't either. You know, go out there, experience different points of view, and get a real good grasp of a thing. But never have I ever, the past 5 years, have gone, oh my God, I can't believe you don't like Last of Us Part 2. It's phenomenal. And when people go like, I hate Last of Us Part 2, and I'll be like, Okay, cool. I love it for those reasons.
I do it in a joking way.
Yeah, jovial, for sure.
But I'm no way serious when I say, how could you not like The Last of Us Part 2?
Right. And like, well, it's like, fine. Yeah, like, I was thinking about it the other day. I'm like, God damn, this game's so good. And, I know the controversies around it, but it's like, damn, that game's great. Take some so bold good. Strides. And you know what? If you don't like the boldness that it goes, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm not here to change your mind. And I feel like oftentimes when we're talking to folks, especially online, we're trying to change their mind. And that's just not going to happen. So when it comes to Hellblade 2, it reviewed really well. I will play this game later. And that's, I think, the next thing I want to talk about. Because like, it's very loud about this game, and I would rather play it when it's not so loud and I'm not preparing for a trip to Italy.
Yeah.
But like, I mean this genuinely. I saw a lot of people going like, man, did I even review this game right? Because like, it seems like everybody hates it. It's like, my brother in Christ, if you are being convinced that maybe you reviewed a game wrong because outer influences are influencing your thought process, you shouldn't be reviewing anything.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be reviewing anything. If someone outside your purview, if you're getting this emotionally tied to this thing, no. Absolutely not. Again, it's not like I can't come out of a conversation with you and have my mind changed on a
That happens game. All the time.
But if it's like Joe Blow 69 on Twitter said this and it's affecting me emotionally, I don't know. That's dangerous. And you know, I love and what I love to see the most is like people going out there and posting pictures of Hellblade. I already saw a few just scrolling after the show and like seeing people enjoy it. That's always awesome. But I'm not going to, you know, I'm not saying like, oh, this is the secret. See, guys, this is the secret majority. People actually really like this. The reviews are stupid. It's like, no, it's like the reviews are what the reviews are. Just get a grip, move on. Yeah. Video games are awesome and love that thing. Who cares?
Exactly.
Last but not least, and this is ends my rant, Sea of Thieves was rated a 6 back in the day.
Yeah.
One of my favorite games of all time.
Yeah.
Who fucking cares? Again, reviews are meant... Go for it.
Just statistically.
Yeah.
There are more... Let me see the best way to word this. Most people's favorite games never scored a 10.
Fair.
Most people's favorite games are not considered masterpieces.
Unless it's Elden Ring.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, like if you were to ask somebody like their favorite game ever, guarantee you that some, if not most of those answers, probably got around an 8 or a 9 on the review score. There, obviously, there's your Elden Rings, there's your Last of Us's, there's, I don't think God of War 2018 got a 10 either. Like, there's plenty of games that didn't score super high that is people's favorite games ever.
Yeah.
Because of an emotional attachment. Like, look, Walking Dead Season 1, Telltale's Walking Dead Season 1.
So good.
It changed my mind when it comes to the types of games I played. I know for a fact that that game is buggy as hell. Did not run well at all when I played it.
At all.
But it's one of my favorite games of all time. And fair. I get how some people don't like it. I get how some people are like me and love it.
Yeah.
The point is, everyone has their own opinion. They're entitled to it. We shouldn't be mad that somebody thinks something different than what you think. Mm. Especially for something you haven't even played yet.
Yeah. That's the other thing. Because I was talking to people that they're acting like they played the fucking game already. It's like...
Yeah, like
dude, okay, like I was talking to one guy and I'm like...
report you to the police. You stole it then. How are you getting access to it?
Yeah, it's like... God, like I'm just... And I'm like... At one point, because I was trying to talk to some person, and I regret it, but I was just like, you know what? You're just kind of one of these guys that this means a lot more, you know what I mean? Like, to you than me type of situation. Like, this whole thing means way more to you than it does to me. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to stop replying.
Yeah.
You can feel like you won, but like, I'm just trying to have a conversation with you, whatever. It's just, there's like that level of delusion that does make me sad, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I was just like, yeah, you are talking to people where like this score means so much to them when it really should only mean much to the developer.
Yes, you're right. Absolutely.
You know, I'm thinking of like some games that like I think PS Lifestyle rated Alan Wake a 6 or 7.
I disagree
with that review. I think the game's near perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Control, one of my favorite games of all time, that did not score nearly as well that in a lot of people's eyes that I would score.
Yeah,
so that's also like, why I would be a terrible reviewer,
and that's the
because
other thing.
I overlook things that might be perceived as bad and
right.
And not scored appropriately. That's why I can't do that. Like, I reviewed one game ever in written form, and that was an MLB The Show game, mm-hmm. and I gave it like a 9.7. Like, it's insane. Like, I don't have that skill set. I can't divorce myself and my emotion mm-hmm. from what I played on a technical level. I just can't do that.
I want to get into that, and the folks that do that, like, understand how hard reviewing a game is, because you have to describe what that game is, what it's trying to do.
Incredibly difficult.
If it succeeds at that, your thoughts walking in, your thoughts walking out, and then you describing your feelings on top of what describing this game. It's like
mm-hmm.
so fucking difficult.
It's hard.
Only when you try it, you go, oh, wow, yeah, this is a lot harder than I thought it was, until you actually see it for yourself. It's fucking difficult. It's why I love, like, the conversations that we have, or just in general, I like a good podcast format. I could get lost in a 40, 50-minute review. Tell me all the little details.
I'm not going to name names.
Okay.
Or anything. But there is one outlet or one person. That we have received reviews from for my job after sending a key out. And the reviews are like maybe a few sentences here or there. And then it's a hand-drawn picture of their favorite scene. And I love that. Because it's a different take. It's a different review.
Yeah.
And it always brought a smile to my face that is how they're...
Is it a beautiful drawing or?
I wouldn't say that. All right. Is it drawn on loose leaf? Yeah.
Who are you sending these reviews to? I love it.
I haven't sent one to that person in a long time.
But. All right, cool. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's weird. We're getting a little weird with it, guys. You know, not us listening, just like the gaming community at large. It's like, take a step back, breathe. Everything's going to be okay, you know? Everything's going to be A-okay.
Everything's going to be fine. Come on, it's video game showcase season. We should be excited.
Ooh. Kyle.
I'm tired, but we should be excited.
We should be excited. All right, last thing.
Yeah.
Before we go. Do you think my uncle at PlayStation's right?
My God.
We get it on Tuesday.
When was last year's? The 24th?
24th. Right? So it's a few days late. Maybe.
I do think it's a week before SGF.
Okay.
So that would be next week.
Cool.
Holy shit, I'm on a plane in 2 weeks. Fuck.
I'm on a plane in 1 week.
Oh my God.
Yeah, man. Scary.
Okay.
I'm going to Italy, baby. Gonna eat some croissants.
I'm very excited for when I come back to talk about everything that I could see out of my peripherals and not play because I'm working.
I can't wait to tell you about the little man on the rowboat that rode
Joe, I want that person's name. I want their whole backstory, how long they've been doing it.
Yep.
Are they in the Hall of Fame of gondola drivers? Mm-hmm. And I want to know if when they get to a bridge, do they hop on top of the bridge and then wait for it to go underneath and then hop back on? Because okay. I've seen those videos. Have you seen those?
I have not seen those.
So they get to like a bridge and most of the time they duck. Mm-hmm. But there are some gondola drivers, I guess, that will use the pole to vault themselves up onto the bridge, and then they will no longer be on the boat with you. And then as it passes under, they will hop back onto it.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's dope. I'll be like, what's your name? What do you do? And he's going to be like, it's a me, Mario.
If that happens, so Joe,
I don't speak any English.
You have to go full Captain Phillips. I'm the captain now.
Look at me. I'm the captain now. Oh man, I can't wait to be lost in translation like the movie, you know?
Yeah.
But instead of being stuck with Scarlett Johansson, I'm stuck with Amy.
You gonna use your phone for translating and stuff?
Yeah, and they're gonna probably call me a big fat American.
Who cares? Enjoy the food.
I'm just gonna remind them who won World War II. That's what I'll say at the end of.
Hey, how's Mussolini doing? Exactly. You know?
Hey, what tree did you hang him on? You dumb idiots. You really waited to like the final months of the war to really come back to our side? Okay. This right, fat American cool. really showed you what's what back in the day. Yeah. We went up the boot. That's what we did.
I'm excited for you to go to Venice for sure.
Yeah.
Part of me wants to hear your experience if you went to Rome, because I want to go to Rome so bad.
I want to go to Rome too.
I'm like, I want to see that Colosseum. Oh,
that's where Godzilla sleeps.
Yeah.
Guys, that's been the after show. Thank you all so much for tuning in, as you do.
As you do.
I love y'all.
Love you too.
See you next week. Well, bye. I won't see you next week. Kyle will. Well, maybe yeah. I will. Depends on my uncle's
we'll right. see. Things might get wonky. Just be be kind.
Beepity boppity, beepity boopity.
Oh, Buka de Peppa.
Boopity Peppa. You're breaking my heart.
You're getting kicked out.
Linguini. Sorry, everybody.
I need Amy to do a counter every time you use your hands like this when you're talking.
She's going to be doing that.
No, that's fair.
she's going to be off kilter. She's going to be, you know. God, signing everything.
I can't wait for whenever I go there in my life and I can afford that trip to be like, hey, do you remember this man that just kept talking like this? He just been talking about a game called Bloodborne. He made a whole mess in the streets.
And then the guys were like, the legend. The monster. Turned French. He had tiny legs. We called him Tiny Joe. It's cold here.
Oh, my God.
Everybody have a good one.